And I give thanks to God for that privilege. I would like to personally apologize to Sister Patricia for not coming and talking to you right away. I apologize for that. Do you accept my apology? Yes, Sister Patricia. Okay, amen, amen, amen. Because we want to walk in excellence here at Victory Christian Center Church. That's the way Pastor Carl taught us, and that's what we're going to do here. Amen? So let us bow our heads in prayer. Hallelujah. Precious God, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus. I bow my knees unto you, the God of heaven and the God of the whole earth. God, I ask you this day, God, that you would speak to me and speak through me. God, as the sister prayed this morning, if you change anything, God, I'm willing to change, Lord God. Whatever direction you're moving in, God, let me move in that direction, Lord God. Let me get behind you, Lord God, not in front of you, Lord God. Let me not look to the left nor to the right, God, but look unto you, Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. God, I ask today, Lord God, that my sisters and brothers be strengthened, Lord God, today. Be encouraged today, God, to run on for you, Jesus, to keep their eyes on you, the prize, the finished work, Lord God. And I thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're going to do today, God. I thank you, oh God, that lives are going to be changed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, God, that healing is going to take place in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, God, that deliverance will take place in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you today for that breakthrough, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't think I'll be before you long, but I'm just going to allow God to be God today. Amen. The title of the message is Jesus is the Light of the World. Jesus is the light of the world. He said if he would be lifted up, he would be drawing all men to himself. So let us keep our eyes firmly on the prize, on Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God's word. God's word. His word is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. Amen. And as if I had to have a subtitle, I would say, so let your light shine, so others would see your good works and glorify your God that is in heaven. Let your light shine. John 1:1-9 and verse 14 says, in the beginning was the Word. We're talking about Jesus. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made. In him was life. Amen? And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 14 says, and the word Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his face, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And when I went to the Webster's Dictionary to look at the word light, I saw that light was something that makes vision possible. So for us as human beings, what makes us, what gives us the vision to make it possible? Jesus. Jesus. When we look to the word of God, It's the instruction for the manual for our life. So we got to keep looking and digging and searching. And in that, when we search and we find, we'll find life. We'll find what direction we should go, which way we should turn, what we should do and what we should not do. Amen? I'm not going to light it. But just when you look at that, just think of Jesus being the light of the world. So he wants us to keep our eyes on him. And he will give us that direction and light. Now, often Jesus was called the light of the world. And in John, the passage in John chapter 8, it says, and this is a familiar passage to most of all of us. It says, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him. And he sat down and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? They asked the question, what do you say, Jesus? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him of. Amen? But Jesus, being Jesus, stooped down and he wrote in the ground with his finger as though he did not even hear them. So then they continued asking him. He raised himself up and he said to them, who is without sin that is among you? Let him throw the first stone at her. And again, Jesus turned and stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And then who heard it, being convicted of their own sin, they turned and went out because of Jesus. They were convicted in their very own conscience. They were convicted. And Jesus was left alone. And the woman standing in the midst, when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one, he said to her, woman, where are your accusers? Amen? Where are your accusers? Has no one here to condemn you? She said, no, Lord, for she recognized who he was. Amen? And Jesus said to this woman who was caught in the act, he says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them saying again, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. We see in this passage that Jesus was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious people of that day. And they were trying to trick Jesus and make him to be a fraud, that he wasn't who he said he was. When we read in the Word, it says that he was the Word made flesh. Amen? He was God, God himself. But they wanted to make it to seem that he was a phony and a fraud. Like some of us today. Some people want to make you a phony and a fraud. But you know, if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, it doesn't matter what the people say. If you know what God told you to do, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do what God told you to do and stop being afraid. Amen? Because once you know who God is, once you know for yourself, not what your mama told you, not what your daddy told you, your sister, your brother, nobody else, but what you have learned for yourself. That's why it is important for each of us to get in the Word of God for ourselves. Take time out, even if you have to just take 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, 5 or 10 minutes at lunch, 5 or 10 minutes at night. Get in the word and you'll see what the word says about who God is. And the more you get in the word of God, the more he will capture your heart. The more you get in that word, the more he will win your affection. The more you get in that word, the more you will become completely sold out for him. Sold out for him. Nobody won't have to tell you about him because you learned about him for yourself. You taking out that time for yourself to learn about him. When you find out that he's a loving God, when you find out that he's a forgiving God, that he's compassionate, that when you find out in the word, there's so many nuggets in the word of God. Just nuggets. And you know, the more, this is how I began to get more into the word of God. I was surrounded by people in my family that I saw when they took us to church. They were with us, but I saw their lifestyle. You hear what I'm saying? Their lifestyle. They lived what they taught about. They lived this life before us. My brother, my sister Deborah, I'm telling you, none like her. She is a very compassionate person, a very loving person. When I was younger, I would go to her house. Where you find Deborah? In the word. What you gonna find Deborah doing? In the word. You walk in there, what you gonna find Deborah talking about? The word. It was the word. It was the word. It was the word. Amen. 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 So the word of God is what we need. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. And as I was saying, they was trying to find him to be a fraud. So according to the word in Deuteronomy 22:22-23, it said, if a man was found sleeping with another man's wife, both that man who slept with her and that woman must die. That was the law back then. He must die. Because this evil must be purged from Israel. And it says, if a man happens to meet a virgin in town, and she had already been pledged to be married to another, and he slept with her, both them will be taken to the gate of the town and stoned to death. And stoned to death. Amen. So that's why they kept saying, well, Jesus, we know what Moses, the law, is saying. But what do you say about this? What you say about it? And Jesus, as we see in this passage, Jesus did not condemn her, even though he knew she had been caught in this act. Nor did he ignore it. Nor did he condone it for her sins. But he said he showed her what? Mercy and forgiveness. That's how much he loves us. That he shows us mercy and forgiveness. Because the word says, yet while we're in sin, he died for us. Yet when we were sinners, he died for us. And nobody could love us the way Jesus loves us. Amen. So it says, he didn't condemn her. He said, sin, go and sin no more. He said again, I am. He told her, I am. He told her who he was. He said, I am the light of the world. And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Amen. And in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but through the world that we might be saved. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is already condemned, because he has not believed in the only begotten Son of God. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's good news, y'all. That's good news. That's good news. Amen. So today I'm saying, if you are already saved, because I don't know who's saved in here, But if you are already saved, don't let your light go out. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. See, this light is out. We need to light that light. And it needs to be shining bright so the world can see Jesus. The world needs to see Jesus in us. In us. The world needs to see Jesus when we go to work. The world needs our neighbors, those that we live around, those that we work with, when we come in here, when we're at the grocery store, they need to see Jesus, for real. For real, they need to see Jesus. They need to see Jesus. And I understand that we all go through situations, trials, temptations, but the word says, be of good cheer, because he's overcome the world, and we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. We are the head and we are not the tail. We are above only and not beneath, because Jesus lives big in us today. Jesus lives big in us today. And at this time, I'd like to present a gift to one of our fellow sisters here in the congregation who is so full of love, so full of compassion. From Victory Christian Center Church, I would like to present this gift to our very own Judge Patrice Moore. Amen. Let your light continue to shine. Patrice, it's shining. It's shining. It's shining on 49th Street. It's shining. It's shining. It's shining. I tell you how I know it's shining on 49th Street. I met a young man, and I was talking with this young man. And this young man was telling me about a judge. He was telling me about he was getting ready to be sentenced. And I think he was going to do some time. And he said, but you know what, Miss Brenda? He said, that judge, it was something about her. It was something about her. And she gave me another chance. She gave me another chance. Amen. So continue to let your light shine. Amen. So I just like to acknowledge today that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus wants all of us to do something and to continue to do it in the earth. Matthew 28 and 19, and I'll close with this scripture. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe and to do all that I have commanded you to do. And lo, I will be with you even to the ends of the world. Amen. 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 Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And at this time, I'd like to offer to those, I don't know everybody in here,